Hello, welcome to Michael's Business English Solutions. This month we're looking at a tricky topic, how to persuade somebody in a business meeting. First, the problem. I often have meetings with European managers and American clients. I find it really difficult to persuade them of the value of my recommendations. What can I do? My solution. Use this four-step persuasive sequence. Prepare, support, relate, persuade. Also, I recommend using persuasive language. For example, power words and persuasive pronouns. Prepare. Research your position thoroughly. Consider not only the strengths of your argument, but also the weaknesses. These are the points that may be attacked in the meeting. So think how you can answer any challenges on these points. A useful technique is to imagine you are opposed to it. Think of reasons why you may not agree, and how you would argue against this proposal. By understanding why and how somebody may oppose your proposal, you will be able to plan how to overcome their objections. Support. Support your arguments with evidence. Evidence can be facts, statistics, examples, expert opinions, etc. The more concrete and specific the supporting data, the more persuasive it will be. For example, compare. I think many of our engineers prefer the new design. With, I asked 35 of our engineers which design they prefer, and 27 said the new one. Try to provide as much evidence as possible to support your argument. If you can give 5 reasons why this is the best choice, that will be more persuasive than just one reason. Relate. Link your argument to the interests, needs, and concerns of the other people. Stressing the benefits of the proposal for them will help persuade them to agree. For example, you know, most of our clients are based in this area, so locating the office here will save us all a lot of commuting time. Persuade. Use positive body language and spoken language in the meeting. Using eye contact, smiling, open body language, as well as positive spoken expressions, will create a positive atmosphere. Remember that persuading someone is not about winning or losing, but reaching a conclusion that everybody can be happy with. Persuasive language. Power words. Certain words can create a particular emotion in a discussion. These are called power words. For example, if you want to stress the financial value of a proposal, try using words such as profitable, high returns, value, benefits, growth, etc. If you want to stress the safety of a proposal, use words such as secure, guaranteed, sound, healthy, proven success, etc. You can also use power words to attack an argument. For example, you can use power words to create doubts, such as risky, untested, dangerous, uncertain, reckless, etc. Pronouns. Pronouns can be very useful to either bring people together or to separate them in discussions. By using I and you, you are recognizing the other person as separate from yourself. This can be useful if the person is a client or senior manager, as it can show a respectful distance. I understand your concerns about this proposal, but I think it will help you deal with your production line problem. By using we and us, you can create a group identity, suggesting shared interests and concerns. This will really help us overcome the fall in sales we experienced last year. Finally, using he or she and they or them can also create a group identity by making an outside group, contrasting with our inner group. I think they really don't understand our position. If we follow this plan, it will help them understand our business better. Good luck with persuading people in meetings. Next month's topic is a new subject, business negotiations. Here I'll give you advice how to negotiate in English. Thank you and good luck.